بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. You heard how this gentleman spoke about a young man who took part in a sedition. He then went to prison, was pardoned, and came out of prison. Rahiyan-e-Noor, religious caravans that travel to the former battlefields of Iran-Iraq war to narrate the events of that time for the younger generation, started their trips, and he joined a group not for the sake of seeing the battlefields but to go sightseeing. He decided he would just go to walk around. When he went there, the narrator describes the events of the Sacred Defense, spoke a few words, and the young man started crying and sobbing loudly. He cried saying that what I did in this sedition was dishonorable. Having authority is not in conflict with being soft-spoken. You can sometimes achieve more and better things when you are soft-spoken. Of course, some places require you to act differently. Every place has its own requirements. The armed forces should value, respect, and give importance to their work. They should be proud of what they do. People should also appreciate them.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
All of us should know that as long as we work, move, and speak for the cause of God, He will help us. This is God's promise. If you help Allah, He will help you. Quran, chapter 47, verse 7. Allah will surely help those who help Him. Quran, chapter 22, verse 40. If your intention is helping God, Almighty God will definitely help you. At times when we understand and recognize how we are being helped, but sometimes we don't. We see that we are being aided and we see that our work is progressing smoothly. That is God's help. Let's make our intentions for God. Making our intentions for God does not mean that whenever we want to do something, for example, we need to say out loud that we are doing it to seek God's pleasure. No, when you show mercy to people, this means your intention is for God. When you seek to serve your country, this means your intention is for God. When you want to create a work of art that guides a few people, this means your intention is for God. When we do something with the intention of pleasing God, Almighty God will help us. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.